This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Get ready. You're tuned in to Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea, bringing you the hottest trending topics on social media. Stay connected. Instagram.com/LovelyTea2002.
Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea. Hey, you guys, so thank you guys so much for tuning in this evening. So I have another podcast for you all here. So I want to come on here and talk about the whole Snoop Dogg, Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion, and Offset drama, okay? So if you guys do not know, it went down the other day, honey. Snoop Dogg did an interview, and I guess he calls himself giving grandpa advice or some shit, honey. So he did an interview. And the interviewer decided to ask, you know, Snoop for some dog fatherly advice. And so they asked him what he thought about the WAP video, what he thought about the song WAP in general. And Snoop had a lot to say, honey. So y'all go ahead and check this out, and I'm going to come back with the rest of my commentary.
WAP.
Oh, my God. Slow down. Like, slow down.
Okay.
Slow down. And let's have some imagination. Let's have some, you know, some privacy, some intimacy where he wants to find out as opposed to you telling him. To me, it's like it's too fashionable. When that is secrecy, that should be a woman's, that's like your pride and possession. That's your jewel of the Nile. That's what you should hold on to. That should be a possession that no one gets to know about until they know about it.
So I would imagine you have conversations like this with your daughter.
But my daughter is from a different era, though. She's from this era, so she may be doing the WAP, you know what I'm saying, a part of the WAP. And I can't be mad at her because it's her generation, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like the things that I would rather see, you know, because I'm an older man. Mm-hmm. Now, when I was young, 21, 22, I may have been with the movement. I probably would have been on a remix. But as an older man, it's like, I love it that they're expressing themselves and they're doing their thing. I just don't want it that fashionable to where young girls feel like they can express themselves like that without even knowing that that is a jewel that they hold on to mm-hmm. until the right person comes around.
Oh, they don't say power of the P for nothing now. Okay.
All right, so you guys just heard what Snoop had to say. So a lot of people were not feeling that at all. They're like, okay, we get, you know, the message that you're trying to state, but you're definitely the wrong messenger. So a lot of folks were dragging him. Folks were not here for Snoop Dogg and his fatherly advice. So TMZ ran into Offset, and they wanted to get Offset's opinion of everything as well. So y'all go ahead and check out what Offset had to say.
What is your reaction to Snoop saying Cardi should slow down when discussing her privates?
Who said that?
Snoop Dogg.
I love Snoop, man. She grown. I don't get in female business, so I'ma just stay at that. Like, I hate when men do that.
Yeah.
I don't do that. I don't care if a girl would have said something bad about me. You know what I'm saying? I just don't get in female business. I'm grown. I'm from the South, though. So maybe the rules and the laws is different. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? It's entertainment. You know what I'm saying? That's the number one record. So anybody can say what they want to do and say what they want to say. It's 6-time platinum in 3-4 months. It's the number one record. And it wasn't that bad because it went number one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? As rappers, we talk about the same shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
So it's like,
we should be able to talk about our WAPs if we want.
Especially it's a woman empowerment. It's too, especially for men can't speak on women. They're too powerful, first off. And it's a lot of woman empowerment. Like, don't shoot it down. We never had this many artists as female artists running this shit. They catching up to us, like, passing us and setting records. And you know what I'm saying? That's two women on one record. That's a very successful record. I really fuck with Snoop, like, on a personal level.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I could personally call him and be like, Snoop, come on now. I mean, I don't want to seem like I'm dissing that Snoop. That's my boy. But at the same time, I say all men should stay out of women business because that's women business. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna have no win. Your comments probably looking crazy from just saying stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Stay out of women business. Women are strong right now. We should uplift our women and don't say what they can and can't do. You know how long women been told they can't do something or they shouldn't do this or been blackballed out of entertainment and just in the whole world? So I stay out of female stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got kids too. But yeah. At the same time, it's entertainment. You can go on YouTube and see people just shoot videos with guns and talk about killing. We can't really be like judgmental on certain things and then certain things we don't.
All right, so you guys just heard what Offset had to say. So, of course, Snoop took to social media to kind of address all the haters and the backlash that he was receiving. And so this is what Snoop Dogg had to say. He says, stop with the bullshit press. I love Cardi B and Meg's music, period, point blank. And they know I'm in full support of the female MC movement. So stop trying to make me a hater. UFDHB. I guess that stands for you funky doghead bitch, like he called Gayle King. Let's see. Then he goes on to say, now carry on before you get this LAD. I don't know what that is. I don't know if that means LA dick. Not really sure, okay? He says that song is 6 times platinum. Talk about that. So that is what he posted and no one cared because it's just the whole situation is a hot mess. Now, let me take a lot of y'all down memory lane because a lot of folks are saying, hey, you know, he's saying a lot of truth. People are just being sensitive and things like that. You know, and let's keep it real. I'm not the biggest fan of WAP. You know what I'm saying? The song was okay. You know, I've heard it throughout the summer and things like that. But I mean, is it like a song that I just play as I'm cleaning or walking around my house? No, I have to be in the right environment. If the clubs ever open back up and they play WAP, I'm here for it. But it's not something I just play and listen to in my home. But, you know, to each its own. The song definitely made numbers. Now, what Snoop needs to do is realize that if he's disappointed and he wants these young girls to slow down, he needs to realize that he is one of the forefathers who planted the seeds for how these young girls are behaving, okay? A lot of people forget, you know, because now Snoop is old and now he wants to be the grandfatherly voice of hip-hop. A lot of folks forget that Snoop was about that fuckery all through his career, okay? It's funny that so many men like him and CeeLo have so much to say about WAP. And WAP being derogatory and, you know, WAP, you know, y'all girls need to slow down. Y'all are doing too much. If I was younger, I'd probably be on the remix, but it's just too much for my spirit. Okay, but when you came into the game, you were literally rapping about beating a murder case. You were literally, you know, making videos where you sold your soul to the devil. Like, how soon we forget? I think that's way more low vibrational than these two talking about their damn wet coochies. You know what I'm saying? You know, what I also find funny, I also feel like that was kind of a dog whistle for his daughter, because he also spoke on his 21-year-old daughter, Chalk, and he was saying that, you know, his daughter's from this era, and so maybe she's doing the WAP, but, you know, and he can't be mad at her because it's her generation. I kind of feel like that was a dog whistle towards her because, as we know, she's been trying to break into the music business forever, and she dropped a music video a few months ago. And a lot of people were really shocked by it. The music video is called Come and See. And in there, she's talking about coming first. And she's basically in there naked, or at least topless. She may have bottoms on, but she's basically topless. And, you know, she's selling a lot of sex in this video. So let me go ahead and share this with y'all. Y'all check this out. Me, I never care long as I come first. You come on time, I reverse. All right, so you guys just saw that video of Chalk, you know, so I feel like he might have been trying to let her know, like, you don't have to go that route. You don't, you know, like, your daddy's rich. You ain't got to be out here twerking and talking about your WAP, you know. But unfortunately, a lot of people did not grow up with the silver spoon in their mouth like Snoop Dogg's kids. So this is what I find funny about the whole situation is that now he wants to be super woke and super conscious. But like I was saying, he's also the same man who ushered in the pimping culture. Okay. For years, this man ran with Don Magic Juan, who was a certified pimp. He made pimping cool. He brought it into the mainstream. There were old videos with Adam Carolla and them hanging out with Snoop Dogg and Bishop Don Juan. I mean, it was crazy. Y'all can go ahead and check out this clip here.
What's the significance of the green and gold?
Well, see, green is for the money and gold is for the honey. See, them are prosperity colors. But come on, I'm going to show y'all something else. When you get your threads, you got to look like this.
Look at that. Look at Adam's shoes. Take a look at this.
Yeah, man, this will work, right?
This is unacceptable. Now, isn't that a big change? This is going to be a great
makeup. This looks like a pool table.
But hold on. I'm going to be on my feet all night, growling bitches.
It smells like something burning in the kitchen.
You sure?
I see smoke.
Let's investigate that smoke. I don't cook around here. You never know where smoke is there, bitch. Snoop Dogg.
All right, y'all just saw that clip. And then on top of that, let's also not forget that when Bishop Don Juan also would do like the pimp ball, he would have a pimp ball every year. And this was a real thing where pimps from all over the country come together and, you know, they vote on who has the baddest hoes and who's dressed like the, you know, who's dressed the baddest and all that stuff. And one year Snoop Dogg actually won because why? He actually got involved in the pimping game. He was pimping women, aka hoes, as he's like to call it. This was a man who made it in the industry, who was a certified millionaire, well-known rapper, family, and most of all, he was married. And this man left all of that to go pimp for 2 years. Even had the nerve to brag about it and talk about it with Vlad TV. You know, the Vlad that y'all keep calling a culture vulture. Your fave was on his show bragging about pimping women. Y'all go ahead and check this out.
We know we here tonight for the Players Ball. With who? Snoop Dogg!
They gonna give me a Woody Award for being the Player of the Year. And they gonna give my girls an award for being the best dressed up in this motherfucker tonight. Give me my motherfucking Woody Award. We want our shit. Good looking. That's mine. Good looking, cuz. That's my Woody Award. Put that up, Loco. Put that up on the mantle with my Soul Train Award, my American Music Award, and all that other good shit.
Pimps up!
The one thing he said, because, you know, in your movie, you mentioned the whole, you know, how you actually got into pimping and stuff like that. And the one thing that I talked to Bishop was that, you know, he said a lot of people thought that he pushed you into that. But in fact, he was saying how he told you to go back with your wife.
Him, Minister Seymour, and a couple of other real pimps kept it 100. They didn't want that for me, but I wanted that. I was a kid, and I dreamed of being a pimp, like, my whole life. Like, that was all I seen as a kid, was a nigga with his nails done, and he had a light blue suit on with 7 bitches, and they all had on baby blue like him. He had a baby blue Cadillac. When he jump out, they open the door. They go set it up for him, bring him money. He ride up on us, call me to the car. What's up, Slim? Break me off a few dollars. Let me sit behind the wheel of his Cadillac, turn the steering wheel, put his hat on, and look up at him like, man, I want to be like you. You understand what I'm saying? So when I was finally able to do that, to really say, man, I'm finna really jump off into this pimping shit. These bitches really like me, and I really feel like I got the pimping in me. So, with disrespect to my wife and my everything, I went on a pimping binge for about 2 years straight. Like, for real. Real hoes, real pimping. But I fell in love with a bitch. That's why I had to do a movie called Bossing Up. Because the first rule of pimping is, thou shall not love a hoe. And I fell in love with a hoe. Which was compelling because I wasn't the only pimp and I wasn't the last pimp to fall in love with a hoe. I was just the first pimp to tell a story of a pimp falling in love with a hoe.
All right, so you guys just saw those videos. So like I said, it's very hypocritical for Snoop to now get on his pedestal in 2020 and say that, you know, he's not really feeling it. These girls need to slow down. They're doing a lot. You know, granted, he didn't come out and just flat out disrespect them or say the song was trash. But the fact that he's trying to give fatherly advice and he's saying, you know, well, when I was younger, maybe I'd have rocked with it. But now my old age, this is just too much. But again, it's so funny how a lot of these dudes perpetuated the worst of the worst in the community benefited from it. Like I spoke yesterday on the live stream, they come into the game and they're talking about just the most low vibrational shit, killing other people, selling drugs, you know, pimping, you know, doing all types of crazy stuff. And then once they've made their money, now they want to be woke and preach to the choir. You can't do that. I'm not buying it. So it's time to break away and play a message from today's sponsor. So growing up as a kid, one of my favorite pastimes was eating a nice bowl of cereal. But as I've gotten older, I realized that a lot of cereal is filled with nothing but sugar and junk, okay? So now there's a new company out there that is making super healthy cereal. The company is called Magic Spoons, and in their cereal, they have zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs per serving. They also come in 4 incredible flavors, one being cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. And honestly, they're amazing. They sent me all 4. And out of all 4 cereals, I have to say that my favorite is the fruity, okay? So if you're interested, definitely get that one. So if you are interested in trying out this cereal, make sure you go on to magicspoons.com/Kottke, and you also want to use the same name, Kottke, in order to get your free shipping. And that is going to be spelled Kottke. Make sure you use that so that way you can get your discount. So once again, I want to thank Magic Spoons for sponsoring this episode of Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl Lovely Tea. Please enjoy the rest of this podcast. He's definitely the wrong messenger because, again, him, and it wasn't just him, also Nelly, you know, a lot of these guys in hip hop made the whole pimp culture very popular. And in turn, a lot of young men caught themselves pimping out young girls. That is why sex trafficking really blew up. That's when people was getting pimped out on back pages, you know, even in the strip club. So this culture was definitely popularized by hip hop. You know, they didn't create it because pimping been around since day one. But they definitely helped to bring it mainstream and make it popular. There was even a drink at one point called Pimp Juice, you know, where you could drink it. And it's just insane the things that people promoted. And now they want to talk down to the same women that they encourage. You know, it's okay for these hoes to sell their WAP, but it's bad when Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion sing about WAP. And the thing about WAP is it wasn't a song that was teaching young girls to be out here smashing any and everybody. They were just basically being more assertive during sex and telling women to have more control of their bodies. You know how to have good sex and put it on somebody? That's really what the song was about. And I find it very funny that when we talk about sex, these dudes can rap all day about, you know, getting head and, you know, banging this girl in a car and having threesomes with her and her friend and smashing 2 sisters behind each other's back. They can always, you know what I'm saying, talk about sex when it comes to women in the most derogatory way, in the most unappealing way, and it's, you know, it's praise.
Make a pussy wet.
Pussy got that wet.
My bitch got good pussy.
And I beat the pussy like a new song.
She shallow with the pussy G.
Put the pussy on the shirt.
Put that pussy good.
I put the pussy in, that's a compagus.
Almost drowned in the pussy, so I swam to her butt.
And her pussy too warm.
The pussy the tightest.
And her pussy tastes like Skittles.
Bitch, throwing pussy.
Pussy on agua. That tell me that pussy. Oh, face tell me that pussy.
Trouble butter on your pussy.
Put that pussy on the pedestal.
Beat that pussy like a hog.
The pussy was the bomb.
Beat the pussy up, beat the pussy up.
Girl, I'm trying to get your pussy wet.
Now pussy so deep.
I'ma beat that pussy.
Pussy stays on my mind.
Ain't no pussy good enough to get burned while I'm a fan.
I know that pussy ain't free.
If I suck on that pussy,
better to get you wet.
Let me see you make that pussy fall.
The slave to the pussy.
It's like the sweetest joy, that's the getting pussy.
That pussy's my lobby.
And that pussy, you know, I like a rock.
Shorty so fine.
But then when you have women who are owning their own sexuality, now it's bad. When they want to take their sexual power back, you know, now the son, oh, you need to think about your virginity. You know, those are your jewels. You can't be out here just giving away your virginity to anybody. When have y'all ever even held virginity in a high standard in hip hop? Never heard them even rap on virginity. I think the only person who even attempted to keep it on a high standard was Life Jennings when he had that song with Lala called SCX.
Think before you let
You know, that's probably the only song I can think about that even has to do with virginity. You know, most of these dudes are like, shit, as long as, you know, she's over the age of 18, I could be 55, but it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? I'm still smashing. So I just find it very funny that he has so much to say now and he wants to scold these women and say, oh, you guys are moving too fast. You guys are putting out the wrong message for younger girls. But what did you think your whole pimp crusade that you did for years? Okay, he did this for years. What did you think that that imagery left in the minds of young girls and young boys who looked up to you? Did you not think that that would affect them? Did you not think that that might be planting seeds? Like, hey, why work? Let me get with a dude, have him pimp me, and I can live this lifestyle, and we can be the male and female version of Snoop. Remember, this is the same man who was walking red carpets with women on dog leashes. And when women were like, nah, this is not cool. This is, you know, objectifying women. What the hell is this? We were told, shut up. It's hip hop. They can do what they want to do. You're just hating. You're just jealous. It was always some mess. But it's very funny now to see him try to switch sides. Now, a lot of people want to keep talking about, you know, these little girls. Oh, we got to think about the children. Oh, the kids. You know, what about the kids? I'm confused. Because it seemed like for so long it was fuck the kids. They made my damn kids. I didn't ask to be your child's role model. You be your child's role model. But then when it comes to women singing and talking about sex, now we need to remember the babies. But y'all weren't worried when you were telling the little kids to go out here and get guns, sell drugs, kill other black young men. You weren't worried about the children then. You weren't worried about the kids then when you were talking about it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. When you were basically telling little girls in junior high and high school that the way to keep your man is to allow not only him to fuck, but all his friends. Okay? So it's very funny that, you know, when it comes to things that people are against, now it's we got to think about the children, but only when it's convenient. And let's also stop acting like sex is not being sold to kids and violence is not being sold to kids. We forget that when Foxy Brown got in the game, she wasn't but 16, 17 years old and she was fucking grown ass Jay-Z and a bunch of them other dudes in the industry. Okay. Y'all's not ready for that conversation. A lot of these young rappers that were coming up back in the day were very young and a lot of these grown men were taking advantage of them. Little Kim talked about sex all the damn time, okay? It was very provocative. She basically paved the way for this whole culture that we see. She was the queen of that, okay? And a lot of people supported that. So why is that an issue now in 2020? Y'all been supporting it. Y'all been screaming freedom of speech, freedom of expression, and things like that. You know, Cardi B and Meg and Saweetie and all these other girls, they're not doing anything different than what they watched their forefathers in hip hop and their foremothers in hip hop do, you know? So while technically he's saying some real stuff, like, yes, young girls, you should be trying to protect your virginity. Your virginity is a jewel and you should carry yourself a certain way. And, you know, you don't want to expose yourself to sex too young and all that stuff. He was definitely saying some real stuff. But unfortunately, he helped to make that behavior cool for women to be sluts and whores and to worry more about having a wet wop so they can make some money off of it than actually carrying themselves like respectable young women. Okay. So you can't have music videos, songs, promote pimp culture, and now you want to come and give us fatherly advice. No, what you need to do is worry about your wife's wop. Okay. Cause right now your wife, the shit that she's posting on social media, it seems like you done moved out or went about your business because all she's doing is posting these quotes. The most recent quote that Boss Lady posted yesterday was this: you talk to me, I'll talk to you. You don't hit me up, I won't hit you up. You get the same amount of attention you give, I don't kiss ass. This is all this woman has been posting. She's been posting stuff like this for the past 2 months. The word on the curve is Snoop done moved out again and he's with somebody else. So it's funny that he's not worried about the WAP that he's married to, but he's worried about other people's WAPs and what they choose to do with it. So I find the whole situation just very, very comical. And my thing is, if you're going to hold them to task, because they have the right to be held to task, okay? You know, I can see where WAP can encourage young girls to be overtly sexual. I've talked about that. I was the first one who said, when little girls start making TikTok dances to this, make sure y'all keep the same energy because people think they can put stuff out there. And it's only for adults. I make music for adults. That's fine that you make quote unquote music for adults, but let's keep it real. The babies listen to that same music via their parents, via, you know, car rides, and they make dances to those songs as well. So my thing is, if we're going to have a change in hip hop and we want to see things differently, how about Snoop and others who are now the OGs of hip hop? How about you hold everyone accountable? How about let's stop using Cardi B and Meg as a scapegoat? How about we also hold the male hip hoppers? How about we also hold the male rappers accountable, too, for the things that they push out here? Y'all are not out here condemning them and telling them to stop, you know, talking about bodies and killing each other and doing stuff. Even when T.I. with his mush mouth ass tried to speak on it, he got threatened and had to walk back his comments when he said, don't bring that Chicago violence down here to Atlanta. This is a nice city. This here's Wakanda. Oh, he got drugged and threatened on social media. Even 50 Cent jumped in, you know, and was saying, what you doing? You know, you could be killed for this. See, they never want to talk about the behavior when it's men. And when it comes to, you know, violence and guns, they don't want to discuss that. But when it's females in hip hop, oh, they're open all day to discuss what a woman in hip hop should be rapping about and not rapping about, especially when it comes to sex. So I just find that very, very hypocritical until he decides to give fatherly advice to his male peers who are also rapping and pushing out poison. I'm not trying to hear no fatherly advice coming from Snoop Dogg. Point blank, period. So anyways, you guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely T. So thank you guys once again for tuning in to another episode, and I'll see you guys next time. Deuces. Thank you for listening to today's show. Make sure you join us again soon. For all the latest tea, make sure you follow me on my social media pages. Just put in L-O-V-E-L-Y-T-I on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.